Good morning. We're continuing Chayolam, Klach of Dalad, Simon Lamed. And we said that the person should stay stationary until the Chazor Hashatz, until the Chazan gets to Kedusha, or at least to Chazor Hashatz. Now, what about the Shliach Tzibur himself? Hashatz Yamad Kedai Hilot Dalad Amis, Kadim Sheyachzor, the Mekarmoy, the Hispalo B'Kol Ram. So the Chazan steps back, he should remain stationary at least the time it takes to walk Dalad Amis. Now, the time that it takes to walk Dalad Amis is very small. If you calculate the time it takes to walk a mil is 2,000 Amis. So the time it takes to walk a mil is 2,000 Amis. So this is 1/500th of that time. Okay. How long does it take a mil? So there are three opinions. How long it takes to walk a mil? And the most well-known opinion is the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. Now, 18 minutes is 18 times 60 seconds is 1,080 seconds. You divide 1,080 seconds by 500, and you get 2.2 seconds. So the time it takes to walk Dalad Amis is 2.2 seconds. So the Chazan should step back, pause for this 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds, and then he can step forward and start Chazaras Hashatz. A person who's davening b'yichidus, he's davening not together with a tzibur, whether he's davening at home or davening in a shul, but he's not davening together with a tzibur. So yamad b'makom shekol b'siyosav kishir ze kadam sheyachzor l'mekamo. So he stays stationary this amount of time, which is, again, the 2.2 seconds, 2.5 seconds, before he steps forward. The Mishabura actually brings an opinion from the Bach and the Magen Avraham as well, that a person should stay the time it takes to, that he would, had he been in shul. So let's say the shul he davens in, the silent shmoneh esrei is 7 minutes long, approximately. And he usually finishes after 6 minutes. He's a little bit quicker, a little bit faster davener. So he normally stands stationary about a minute and a half before he moves forward. The Chazan starts Chazar Hashatz. It takes about a half a minute to get to Kedusha. And then he steps forward. So even when he's davening B'yachidus, according to the Magen Avraham and the Bach, he should stay where he is for a minute and a half before he walks forward, unless the person has a need to go back earlier and rely on this opinion of Dalad Amis. The Chayyim does not quote that opinion, but the Mishabura does bring that opinion, and the Mishabura seems to accept that that would be the preferred thing to do, if possible. One exception, he says, in a case of a person is davening what's known as Tfilas Tashlumen, that he's davening two Shmoneh Esreis, one after the other. He missed Shacharis and he's davening two Minchas. He's missed Mincha and he's davening two Ma'aribs. So then everybody agrees that you just have to wait the time it takes to walk Dalad Amis. Person steps back from the first Shmoneh Esrei, waits 2.5 seconds, and goes forward and starts the second Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now what about the following situation? The person is davening with a tzibur, and he davens a little bit slower than the rest of the tzibur, and he steps back immediately prior to the chazan starting Kedusha. So does he need to stand still for 4 amos before he steps forward? And the answer is no. Since he's going back for the purpose of saying Kedusha back in his mokum, which is a valid need or expectation, so the fact that he doesn't wait, that the time he walks to Dalad Amis is not considered a problem. So that would be an exception to this halacha of waiting the time it takes to walk to Dalad Amis. Now, what about the following scenario? A person is davening with the tzibur, and he finishes his Shmoneh Esrei just as the tzibur is about to say Tachnun. If you recall, we spoke about this once, that there is a halachic mila of saying Tachnun together with the tzibur. And so the Mishabura brings from the Maril. Maril was one of the Gdalim of the Poskim of Ashkenaz of Germany. And many of our Menhagim and Halachas are based on the Maril. The Maril would not step forward because by stepping forward, he's going to, and then be seated, he's going to start his Tachanun later than the rest of the tzibur. And there is a halachic mila of saying tachron together with the tzibur. So he would take 3 steps back and sit down and say the tachron where he was instead of moving. And he wouldn't go back to his position. Now, it sounds like after he had finished tachanun, the language of Mishnah Berurah sounds like he would go back to his place afterwards, but he would say the tachanun together with the tzibur. So, just parenthetically, when it comes on a Monday and a Thursday, if a person is davening together with a tzibur, it behooves Nusach Ashkenaz, that you say the long paragraphs of Hurachum, and then you say Tachanun, that the Chazim, Zalmi for the Almud, should say the end of the paragraph out loud, and everybody should fall down Tachanun together. There's a mile of saying Tachanun with the Tzibur. Mishabura raises the following question. Let's say I finish that paragraph, those paragraphs before the Chazan. Should I wait for the Chazan? And Mishabura says, no, in that situation, a person actually should not wait for the Chazan. Just say Tachron right away. But a person's behind where the Chazan is, and the Tzibur is falling down the Filas Apayim, the person should fall in the Filas Apayim at the same time as the rest of the Tzibur. So that is appropriate to do. If a person davens a little more slowly, the chazan should announce when the tzibur is falling to the filas apayim, and this person who's davening slowly should join the rest of the tzibur at that moment as well. Have a good day.